Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. Tomorrow, 4.5 months after the trial started, a federal jury in Boston is expected to begin deliberating the fate of convicted Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev. The government opened and rested its rebuttal case yesterday after the defense called its last witness in a dramatic turn of events. WBUR's David Boeri was there.
That one of the nation's leading opponents of the death penalty would testify at a death penalty trial would have defied imagination at the start of this one in January. The defense calls Sister Helen Prejean, announced defense attorney Miriam Conrad, that the crusader would be a 76-year-old Catholic nun appearing as a character witness for a Muslim man convicted as a jihadi terrorist seemed no less remarkable. And we haven't gotten to the part that jurors might not have recognized, that this modest, genial woman rooted in New Orleans and speaking the dialect of the Big Easy was the same figure once played by actress Susan Sarandon in an Academy Award-winning performance in the film Dead Man Walking. Death Row and the lives of inmates there had called her to ministry years ago. The author and central character in the book-turned-feature-length movie now took the stand in what's become a terrorist trial like no other. I walked in the room and I looked at his face and, oh my God, he's so young, she testified, recalling the first of 5 meetings she says she had with Tsarnaev since March. She visited him for the same reason I visit other people that have done really terrible crimes, just to be able to accompany them and help them come to grips and take responsibility. Objection, called Prosecutor William Weinreb. The government had fought her appearance, but Judge George O'Toole, who has ruled for the government in a string of decisions, decided he should allow the nun to testify. The language of the federal death penalty statute directs the judge to be more permissive in allowing evidence of mitigating factors, erring, if at all, in favor of life. When Weinreb introduced himself before starting cross-examination, Sister Helen said, "Glad to meet you." The mild-mannered Weinreb replied, "You too," but with less enthusiasm. Taking on a pleasant nun in one of America's most Catholic cities did not offer a high prospect of success. So he was in and done in 2 minutes. "You are a leading opponent of the death penalty." "Yes." "You never think the death penalty is an appropriate punishment." "No." "No matter what the crime?" "No." From start to finish, she took the stand for 17 minutes. And the heart of it came when defense attorney Miriam Conrad asked if there had come a point in her meetings with Tsarnaev when he expressed his feelings about what happened to the victims in this case, his victims. He said it emphatically. He said, "No one deserves to suffer like they did." His response was so spontaneous. It's not like he was hedging. I had every reason to believe it was sincere. Conrad asked, "What did you observe about his voice?" Answer, "It had pain in it, actually. I had every reason to think he was genuinely sorry for what he did." In the movie Dead Man Walking, the attorney for the death row inmate being ministered to by Sister Helen says, "It's easy to kill a monster. It is hard to kill a human being." Within a path of questioning the judge deliberately kept narrow, Sister Helen Prejean presented the jurors with a small, secondhand glimpse of remorse. At one point, they smiled at her and laughed. Each one of them has said he or she would have no moral objection to the death penalty and is open to being persuaded to impose it. "Do you believe Jahar is unrepentant?" asked Conrad. "Objection," called the prosecutor. "Sustained," said the judge. "Sister Helen, why are you opposed to the death penalty?" "Objection," called the prosecutor in full voice. Sister Helen Prejean would be headed to her next speaking engagement against the death penalty, while the jurors, after hearing closing arguments tomorrow, head to deliberating whether there's enough evidence of mitigation to spare Tsarnaev's life. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.